This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, my Salem Media Stations here, broadcasting out of Tampa and Sarasota, Florida, and in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a big shout-out to our military men and women listening to us as well as to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ERM workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs across the country and around the world, too, keeping America rolling along. A special shout out. Now don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the like button and get on in the chat room and converse with us like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And without further ado, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the website and all the stuff she puts out. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
I'm going to play a little something here that Tucker Carlson had to say about that DA in Atlanta, and then we're going to talk about it. Here we go.
After the shooting, Officer Rolfe tried to keep Rayshard Brooks alive. He performed CPR on the man he just shot.
Mr. Brooks, keep breathing. Mr. Brooks, keep breathing for me.
Mr. Brooks, keep breathing, Rolfe said. Keep breathing for me. No matter how much you look at these videos or how closely, it's a tragedy every time.
Now, we heard yesterday from his district attorney that there was a two-minute delay where the officer put his foot on the man's arm and did nothing. But what we didn't hear was that the other officer ran back to the car to get the first aid kit they carry and then came back to render assistance. Is that not the case?
You can see that in the video, that he runs back to the trunk of the car to get first aid and put all that together and then go back and render aid until the ambulance showed up. It's in the video.
Well, my point is that there is something going on here with this district attorney. I don't know what the something is, but you have an idea.
The district attorney is about as corrupt as... First of all, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation has him under investigation himself for a couple of reasons. He has at least two sexual harassment allegations against him. That's the first thing. The second thing is that he allegedly, as a district attorney, began some kind of a charity, a nonprofit, that he labeled as an anti-crime something, victims unit kind of thing, victims charity. And, you know, he runs around collecting money for, but he's paying himself, he's supplementing his income out of this charity. So the GBI has him under investigation for that. Additionally, he uses a lot of that money to have parties, buy football tickets, and he is up for re-election, I think, for his seventh term. And he's in, I think he's only got 33% of the vote, so he's in a runoff. So he's corrupt. Now, other people don't understand is that this whole charade yesterday was done, obviously, public, because we all sat here and watched it across the United States.
Right.
And so he put this whole, all the pictures and how he built the case and the 11 charges out there in the public domain to coerce the court of public opinion.
Right.
So automatically, this case can necessarily get thrown out because these two cats can't get a fair trial now, can they?
No, not in Atlanta.
Which
nope.
Which then forces probably a plea unless they move the venue.
Correct.
If it goes to jury. Well, where in the world would you'd have to move the venue to the Marshall Islands? They're probably the only ones that haven't seen the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
You have to move it out of the country.
I agree.
So the other thing is that he kept mentioning the GBI. Well, the GBI puts out a tweet yesterday after this charade saying, we didn't know anything about the press briefing. We weren't invited. We haven't even finished our work on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's really made the GBI angry.
Mm-hmm.
This thing won't even begin to go to a grand jury until
July.
He said January.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
January or February,
right.
Because of all the other cases that are in front of it that are going to the grand jury. So
right. There's
a big, huge mess. And don't think that law enforcement doesn't know this. They clearly know this because they arrest these people and they want to know what happens to these criminals that they arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the mayor doesn't have their back. And that's why we have zones 1, 2, 3, and 6 that did the blue flu thing,
mm-hmm.
or they just walked out. So now we've got chaos in Atlanta beyond description.
And we'll probably have, I'm going to guess the governor's going to ask for the National Guard, maybe?
Well, you know, I kind of expected to hear something from him yesterday after all of this, and we didn't. So,
mm-hmm.
I guess maybe there'll be something coming out today. But Atlanta is kind of in trouble.
Yeah, and they did have several hundred people in the streets last night, but I think that didn't flare up, I think.
Not according to my son. They were still looting.
Oh, man. Well, we got to get the reports then because I don't see it anywhere in the wires and I'm looking right now. Hold that thought.
You have to look. It's not going to be there.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks. Well, you know, I'm not surprised if there's stuff going on in Atlanta, but yet it's not being reported. Why? Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America, my discussion with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by my friends at Balance in Nature. Now, I've been taking Balance in Nature for about a month now, and let me tell you what it's done for me. I've gone to the doctor recently, and my blood pressure went way down, 136 over 78, and it stayed there every week that I've been going to the doctor for the treatment he's been doing on my left leg, which you all know about. But I'll tell you this much, my blood pressure is at the lowest point it's been in a long time. I've now lost 21 pounds as a result of this, because whatever it is that's in this Balance of Nature fruits and veggies that I take, I'm not hungry at night. I'm not eating candy bars. I'm not snacking on potato chips, none of that stuff. I don't even feel like eating at night. So it's working effectively. Now, you too may or may not get the same results, but don't you owe it to yourself to see if you can try? So I want you to go over to the Balance of Nature website, balanceofnature.com, mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll save 35% on your order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 and talk to a health coach who can answer all of your questions. Again, that number is 800-246-8751. And mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com. I'm taking the fruits and veggies. Maybe you should be too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello.
The first leaked book snippet from John Bolton's book is talking about how John Bolton has ripped the president's stance towards China. There is a discussion going on amongst both Democrats and Republicans who are upset with Mr. Bolton, saying that he may have taken classified information and put it in a book without permission.
It's not the first snippet that's out there in the public domain. It's just another snippet that's out there in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
Look, between Bolton and the publisher, there has to be a, like, final letter that says the book is cleared for publishing. There was never a letter that was received. Once the last set of reviews was done by Ms. Knight, who is on the National Security Council at the White House, finished her work. She turned it over to the rest of the team and said, I've done my side, you guys do yours. Bolton kept calling her, they kept meeting, he kept this and that. And when she said that she was finished, he took that as his approval. So he told the publisher, light it up. So the publisher has published the book. The book is bound. The book is in distribution now. So today, the Department of Justice, after the lawsuit, because we already have that in the pipeline, today the Department of Justice is filing an emergency injunction to be heard tomorrow to ensure that the book is, in fact, not distributed. However, copies are already out there. In fact, some of the news media organizations already have a copy.
Now, we're getting a text here from a listener that's listening and observing what's going on in Atlanta. His name is Joe down in Sarasota. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for this. Here's the text. Not sure if this was covered, but I just saw that the Atlanta PD is offline, all zones not answering calls, and the sheriff will only do accident reports. So very sad to see it come to this, but the city DA and mayor have deliberately created the atmosphere for it.
There's nothing that's going in to the dispatch in those zones. In fact, I've got the thing that says we can listen to the scanner in zone 6 and in 5 that there's radio silence.
Okay, now let's talk about something that transpired yesterday. Some former Bush and Trump administration officials, including the infamous Anthony Scaramucci, have formed a pro-Biden super PAC. And this guy Mooch, I met him just once, and I had an experience with him for about 15 minutes, and that's all I wanted of him.
The it's called the Right Side Political Action Committee that was actually formed by the former GOP chairman of Ohio. And they've included Anthony Scaramucci, who is the founder of Skybridge Capital. So they have, we don't know who is contributing to the Political Action Committee, but it is an effort to put their votes. They're saying they're not Democrats. They're not becoming Democrats. It's just that they want Trump out. Now, this is also in cadence with the Lincoln Project. And the Lincoln Project was started by Kellyanne Conway's husband. Now, the Right Side Political Action Committee that was launched is focusing on voters in Arizona, Florida, Michigan, and North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Those are all battleground states for Trump.
Right. Now, we just got a message from Al here, and Al is stating the obvious, and I'll tell him why in a second here. He said, it's an obvious fact about Bolton in his book. He could have said all of this in front of Congress, but he did only in the book. And, of course, that's why the Democrats are mad, because Nadler and Schiff wanted him to testify in front of their committees, and he didn't. Now, if he did so in front of Congress, he would have been cited for lying, but not in the book. Really?
You can say anything you want to in a book, but the guy is still under a national or NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
Correct.
So, and the other thing is that he provided classified material to several people that don't have clearance, including his lawyer.
Well, that'll get you in trouble. Okay, we have a report that many doctors and laboratory people they now believe that we had bad virus models that created this mess that we had that led to the financial catastrophe for tens of thousands of people out there, put many businesses out of business. Who do we send our bills to?
You just don't. But there's an interesting thing that's getting very little play, and that is that there's a very common steroid that's out there that's very cheap, by the way. I think it's $1 a dose.
Mm-hmm.
Called dexamethasone.
Yeah.
And it reduced the risk of death of COVID patients immediately. So that actually came from a controlled trial out of the UK. They did a press release that's not necessarily peer-reviewed. You know, we have to go through all these gyrations. But it is out there. It was tried on 2,104 people. And so that has hit the medical professionals here in the United States, and they are looking at it, and that is yet another method in order to, as a countermeasure to COVID-19.
All right, let's take a question from our favorite questioner. Okay, Backgammon Bob, make it quick.
Okay, in cities like Atlanta, or a city like Atlanta, I should say, the lack of policing and stuff will force it. Citizens to form their own vigilante and become like the Wild West.
I'm sure it will.
Mm. All right, that's it, Captain.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And by the way, Georgia has something called a militia there.
What they do have, because my husband was a member of it when we lived in Atlanta. It was Georgia. I'm going to get to this. Anyway, the governor has access to kind of a separate security group outside of the National Guard that he does call on very often. My husband was on some of those assignments. So where law enforcement needs some augmentation, the Georgia Defense Force, they can bring in these guys.
Now, they have special deputies, a lot of the sheriff's department, that they'll activate, too, to back up the sheriff's departments. I'm not sure city police departments do that. But you said it's... Okay. All right. Now, let me throw something out there before we have to disappear. There's a poll out there. It's a Newsmax poll, came from Zogby. 55% of the people polled believe that Joe Biden has dementia.
Well, we're now at a point here where he obviously is... The Democrat, about to be the Democrats' nominee, okay? And he has even said it himself. It comes down to who his vice president is going to have to be ready to be president. So now we're going to have to be very concerned about his VP pick.
Absolutely. And we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, I'm going to send everybody to founderscode.com. Thank you very much. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go up there and check her out. You can also follow her on Facebook, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Simon, S-I-M-O-N. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Family attorney Chris Stewart says the new charges against the officers involved in Rayshard Brooks' death are not a celebration.
It's not a day of joy watching the charges and what's going to happen to this officer, because it shouldn't happen. So it's heartbreaking, but it is an attempt to redefine justice.
This comes after Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard filed felony murder charges against former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A second officer also faces three charges. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yes, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to serve you. Bo Browning will be on the air with us an hour from now. You'll be able to ask him your questions. We've already got people lined up. So any questions for the National Aviation Academy and becoming an aviation maintenance tech, get a hold of us. And we'll ask them of Bo. Meantime, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college. They're coming out of a trade school and high school and hoping that they'll get that big job and pay that big money. But if you want to make big money and if you want to have a job with job security and you want to get all kinds of benefits and everything else that comes with it, including those of you that have been laid off or furloughed or maybe unemployed altogether, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses they have to serve you. Now, they have one campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another campus that is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. So, to find out more, go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Ask to take the tour. So that's National Aviation Academy, where you can become an aviation maintenance tech with a job that'll start you out at about $60,000 a year for 40 hours a week. You got the possibility to make a lot more money there. The job's there, the work's there, the hours are there. It's that simple. And Bo will be on at 5:30 Eastern Time, an hour from now, telling you all about it. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, the number to call. So please give them a call and see what they have to say. Now, military news today. The Army is now offering $25,000 for information leading to the soldier who vanished days before discharge. Now, this was Private Gregory Morales, who went missing last summer outside Fort Hood in Texas. Army CID is now offering a reward of up to $25,000 for credible information leading to the whereabouts of Private Gregory Morales. By the way, on the night of Specialist Nicholas Demona's death, who was accidentally killed by gunfire at Alaska's Donnelly training area, some of his fellow soldiers felt the exercise they were participating in lacked control and was rushed following a location change late in the planning process. And because of the lack of tracer rounds and the use of live ammunition, condensed planning contributed to the soldier's death in the live fire exercise. We'll see. It's currently under investigation. And the U.S. Army Reserve suspended the commander of an Illinois-based unit as part of an ongoing investigation into allegations that unit officers mishandled sexual misconduct complaints and retaliated against a whistleblower. Don't know, but that's in the works. By the way, it took six German police officers to haul off a cowboy boot-wearing American soldier who called them Nazis, kicked them, and later bit one of them in the leg. Jeez. Now, soldiers from the 3rd Infantry Division this month became the first combat troops to receive the Army's new M110A1 squad-designated marksman rifle. How about that? I can't wait to see how that works out. And the Navy announced new leaders for its various information warfare entries, including a new officer to lead the service's information warfare efforts. Meanwhile, the Navy has rushed an unprecedented 1,600 reservists to shipyards to help keep the work up on the submarine and the carrier fleets, where some 25% of the workers are not clocking in for their regular shifts. Wow. By the way, the carrier USS Harry S. Truman is back in Norfolk after a deployment in the Middle East and a two-month sustainment cruise off the coast of Virginia, totaling more than 7 months at sea. And that's rough. Now, the Navy is nearing an agreement with a developer to swap land parcels in the District of Columbia and make way for a new National Museum of the United States Navy outside the fences of the Washington Navy Yard. Also, the USS John McCain, remember that? The guided missile destroyer, the USS John S. McCain, is resuming operations in the 7th Fleet 3 years after the devastating collision they had with a ship that killed 10 of their sailors. So both our destroyers, guided missile destroyers that were put out of service, are both back in service this week. Good news. Good news indeed. Now, the F-16 pilot who was killed after his plane crashed into the sea, the North Sea east of the United Kingdom, has been identified as a Royal Air Force pilot, First Lieutenant Kenneth Cage Allen. And, of course, that flight, that crash is being investigated. And an Air Force sergeant, already jailed in the ambushed killing of a California sheriff's deputy, was charged with murdering a federal security officer outside the U.S. courthouse in Oakland the night of a violent protest last month. Remember that, when that security federal officer was killed? This bird who dusted the sheriff deputy, also did that. So they really got a bad guy off the street when they got him, and he did not go willingly, I might add. Now, B-52 bombers have returned to Alaska for the first time in 3 years as the Air Force continues to display its capability to send strategic assets on unpredictable missions around the world. Meantime, twice in the last 3 weeks, our jets have intercepted Russian bear bombers flying close to the Alaska coast. Just out for a nice little flight. Turned them around, sent them back. And the Air Force needs to study and understand the racial disparity in discipline before courts martial, identifying differences on how minority airmen are mentored early on in their careers compared to white airmen to better create a more inclusive service, according to the Air Force's top lawyer. He told that to the Air Force magazine. By the way, the Marine Corps has loosened the coronavirus restrictions for troop training at Camp Fuji. Now, Camp Fuji, of course, is in Japan. So they now will get a little bit more freedom than most of the U.S. military personnel in Japan as the coronavirus restrictions continue to ease because things are getting better. Now, the U.S. Treasury Department must release $679 million in coronavirus relief. Now, this is funding for tribes that it intended to withhold while the court challenged over the agency's initial round of payments to tribal governments played out in court. But the federal judge ruled that the funds must be released right now for the Indian tribes to be able to combat the coronavirus problems they have on their reservation. And to that I say kudos. Also, the Department of Justice has set new dates to begin executing federal death row inmates following a month-long legal battle over the plan to resume the executions for the first time since 2003. We've obviously got guys that have been there forever sitting on death row. And that's about to change. It's about to change. And the Sikorsky Boeing SB-1 Defiant Coaxial Demonstrator has hit a new speed record of 205 knots during a June 9th test flight. This coming from the company, the companies that announced it. That's going to be one fast attack helicopter. Now, the U.S. State Department has cleared Canada to purchase a package of upgrades of its fleet of CF-15 Hornets, including upgraded radars and weapons intended to serve as a bridge between the legacy fleet and Canada's future fighter. All right. Going to break. Coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Got a lot of money stuff to talk about today. And we'll also get into the Atlanta story with him. And then coming up after him will be Rod Edwards, the one, the only, the myth, the legend. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do? Why should I do?
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our lady friend up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Donna Fiducia, formerly with the Fox News Network, and she was the belle of the ball. I'll tell you what, she was really good when she was on TV, and now she lives up there with her husband. They run a place called the Double D Ranch, which is right up there just outside Carrollton. And you can hear her on the Cowboy Logic radio show that they have. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Phoenix Ordnance Gun Shop. Now, get ready for the moving sale and auction at Phoenix Ordnance this Saturday, June 20th, starting at 10 a.m. They'd rather sell it than move it, so this is your chance to get pistols, rifles, ammunition, safes, accessories, and all fixtures at auction prices. Sale starts Saturday at 10 a.m. You can register to bid starting at 9. You can also check out the merchandise all day Friday. Phoenix Ordnance is located at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park between Park Boulevard and U.S. 19. And again, the auctions start this Saturday at 10 a.m. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Check out the merchandise all day Friday. It's the Phoenix Ordnance Moving Sale and Auction. See you there, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Saturday, 10 a.m. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing better than they are in Atlanta. They got a big time mess going on in Atlanta. Now, what would you say if I told you that the police were had no protection in the precincts in precinct 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6, that they had 5 of the 6 precincts with nobody in them?
Yeah, well, it sounds like the cops are doing their own form of protesting and, you know, doing one of these sick-ins. I don't know whether or not that, I don't know if it's the right thing or the wrong thing to do. I know they have the right to kind of, obviously voice their displeasure in regards to what's going on. But is it, do you think it's a good idea to do based upon, you know, public safety? I'm not so sure. I'm hoping that there isn't any problems or they run into any issues there. I know something similar taking place in one way here in New York where, police have been pulled from, various different offices,
yep.
In particular the Manhattan, district attorney,
yep.
Cyrus Vance,
because
they're pissed off about what that office is doing in regards to prosecutions. This is a little bit different though.
Now, there have been reports of looting tonight in Atlanta in areas where the police aren't. That's something that you would assume is going to happen anyway. That seems to be the way things are done these days. But there's also been a report that the Georgia Highway Patrol has been brought in. Other agencies have been brought in to help out. And there's a group called the Georgia Defense Force, which is basically what we would call like a special deputy down here in Florida that they activate. They're civilians. They have other jobs. They do this part-time. And they've activated them and brought them in. But this can become very dangerous very quickly because those guys don't have the training that the regular officers do. And if they think they had a problem before, they're really going to have a problem now.
Yeah, again, I think an answer to a lot of these problems when it comes to looting and these issues is a well-armed populace protecting your place of business.
Now,
you have to have that fear.
Now, I want to say something to the people, because Denise Simon broke the news here in the last hour, during this hour, about the district attorney. The district attorney is running for re-election, and he is currently under investigation by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation for a couple of misnomers that he did. That's number one. Number two, he referred to the fact that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation was working with him in lockstep on this investigation, and they'd done this and they'd done that. That was absolutely false, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation put out a tweet that it wasn't true, because they're not done with their investigation. This district attorney jumped the shark, did something on his own. He's a corrupt individual. He's got a reputation for not being honest, and he's in trouble, and here we go. What the hell?
It's been my experience that district attorneys are more often than not, they're politicians, and they stick their finger in the air and they see which way the wind is blowing,
and
that's the direction that they go in more often than not. They don't want to be district attorney. They want to eventually be governor or a representative or a senator or something like that. That's kind of like the stepping stone. It's kind of interesting. You take a look at the resumes of many people that are in Washington, D.C. They work in some prosecutor's office or a district attorney, but for a very small period of time. They end up wanting to get out and move on to the next thing. So I would assume that this guy thinks that what he's doing is probably good politics for him.
Well, he's in a runoff because he got 33% of the vote, so that forced him into a runoff with some other candidates. So that's what he's up against now. But to the good people of Atlanta, who I'm talking to directly right now on 920 The Answer, and the good people in Seattle that we talked to on AM 1400 KITZ, and the good people in Minneapolis we've been talking to and our affiliate up there, let me tell you something. Vote these bums out. You vote them in, you can vote them out, and by God, you've got to do it if you want change. You've got to change the groundswell you've got going on there, and the only way to do it is to vote these bums out of office.
Or move. I mean,
right, or move.
Mm-hmm. It's one or the other. I mean, I'm so disgusted with New York City. I have no desire, and you know as well as
I'm waiting on you to come back down here so we can go out on a boat.
Yeah, I'm not going when things open up. I'm not going into the city and going to restaurants. I'm thoroughly disgusted with the people that run the place. I don't even know what it's going to be like. I don't know if I'll even feel safe there based upon what's going on. It's not like I can carry a gun. I don't have a carry permit, for the city. I mean, it's insane. And at some point in time, there has to be some sort of pushback. And I watch what's going on, with New York and, what it became under Rudy Giuliani and what it's becoming now. And then I look at Seattle, and I say to myself, you know, what am I going to do? I don't live in Seattle. If this is what people want in Seattle, this is what they vote for, that's what they're going to get. And until there's any pushback, guess what? I mean, elections have consequences.
Yep.
These are the people that we put in power.
Now, I know you're a sports guy, and I'm going to throw this out there before I move on to some other stuff, but did you see what the San Diego Chargers did yesterday?
No, I didn't. What did they do?
They've added Colin Kaepernick to their workout roster so he can come and work out with the team.
Well, listen, there's nothing illegal about that.
No.
I mean, if he's good enough to make the team, he's good enough to make the team. That's their choice. Some people think that he was a distraction. Other people said, you know, he got a couple workouts here and there. He just didn't seem to make the cut. If he's good enough to make the team, well, he can make the team.
Yep. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the economy, because yesterday we talked about AT&T. They're axing about 3,400 jobs. They're heavily indebted. They're getting rid of 3,500 of their technical and clerical jobs. They're going to close 250 of their retail stores, looking to cut $6 billion in costs. Somebody's going to pick up that business. There are all kinds of these little companies coming up, and I told you, I got a company that I pay half what I was paying for my AT&T bill, and I'm getting better service, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, on the other side, though, with AT&T, you know, the news is that very, very shortly, they're going to have complete 5G wireless coverage for the entire country, which is going to be great for rural areas. We'll see if that's true. I mean, right now I think they cover about 160 million people, but supposedly they're going to be the first one in the race to roll out 5G speeds for the entire nation.
Now, did you hear about PG&E and the CEO of the company pleading guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the 2018 campfire that destroyed most of the Northern California town? That probably, and if it hasn't already done it, that sets PG&E up for bankruptcy. How are these people, and it also sets them up for a bunch of lawsuits, how are these people ever going to get their money out of this?
Well, or not. It's going to go into some sort of protection to, you know, try to save whatever assets they are. Sometimes when companies file bankruptcy, it can be a boon for the people running the company and also the bankruptcy attorneys as well. So we'll see how this whole thing shakes out.
Mm-hmm. By the way, do you wear Adidas sneakers?
I have in the past. I haven't worn them recently. I got kind of sick. I don't know what to think. What am I wearing right now? I can't even tell you.
Walmart.
Brooks. That's the ones I'm wearing right now.
All right. Some Adidas staff sent a letter to executives requesting an examination of its HR chief's response to racial issues, as well as the creation of an anonymous platform for staff to report racism. And as a result, they're pushing for change. Don't know what Adidas is going to do, but not a word out of anybody yet.
Hey, there's not a day that doesn't go by. I mean, every other segment on CNBC is some company out there telling you what they're going to do to stop racism and money they're going to spend. Don't believe any of it. It's all virtue signaling. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow. So you have yourself a great day, and don't work too hard, and enjoy the weather.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Now, his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. His program on the weekend is heard all around the country in about 250 radio stations, so check him out. He's the real deal. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.